I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British officials said late Sunday that the line for people to view Queen Elizabeth II lying in state had reached final capacity and had to be closed to new entrants. As more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral, many of them went to pay their respects to the late monarch. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were among thousands of mourners to enter Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state. When Mr. Biden signed the Queen's Book of Condolences, he told reporters she was decent, honorable, and all about service. Other dignitaries to sign the book were Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the son of a prime minister who said he remembered meeting her as a child. The funeral of Queen Elizabeth II will be the biggest security operation London has ever seen. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Not only will central London be packed with hundreds of thousands of people, but the guest list for the funeral includes hundreds of emperors, kings, queens, presidents and prime ministers from around the world. More than 10,000 police officers will be on duty that day, with reinforcements coming from all of Britain's 43 police forces. Street drains and garbage bins are being searched and sealed. On the day, there will be police spotters on rooftops, sniffer dogs on the streets, marine officers on the River Thames and mounted police on horseback. Heathrow Airport is grounding dozens of flights so as not to disturb the funeral service. Karen Chamas, London.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the stories that we're following, please visit us on our website, voanews.com, or download our mobile app and search for VOA News. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed there would be no let-up in fighting to regain territory lost to Russia after the top U.S. general warned it was unclear how Moscow would react to battlefield setbacks in Ukraine. Britain said Russian forces had widened strikes on civilian infrastructure following battlefield setbacks and were likely to expand their targets further. The Ukrainian military said on Sunday that its forces repelled attacks by Russian troops in the areas of Kharkiv region in the east and Kherson in the south, where Ukraine launched counteroffensives this month, as well as in parts of Donetsk in the southeast. In territory reclaimed from Russian forces last week, Ukrainian officials are finding makeshift prisons, alleging they served as torture chambers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
A dank basement behind the local supermarket in Kozacha Lopan. His National Guard commander, asked to be identified just as Vitaly for security reasons, tells an AP team prisoners of war were held here and interrogated. President Vladimir Zelensky says more than 10 torture chambers have been found in liberated areas in the Kharkiv region. He says the Russians left behind the devices they used, including electrical wires. Burial sites are being excavated, most notably in the city of Izium, where Ukrainian officials say more than 440 graves have been found, some bodies showing signs of violent deaths. Zelensky vows to identify all who carried it out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Most of the island of Puerto Rico was without power Sunday as Hurricane Fiona made landfall, causing severe flooding and landslides before barreling toward the Dominican Republic, a government agency said. The center of the storm made landfall on the southwestern coast of Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. local time, with maximum sustained winds of about 85 miles or 140 kilometers per hour, clearing the threshold for a Category 1 hurricane, the National Hurricane Center said. U.S. President Joe Biden declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico on Sunday as Fiona was approaching the island, authorizing the Federal Emergency Management Agency to provide assistance. Residents in towns and villages on Alaska's western coast were beginning Sunday to assess the damage from one of the most powerful storms to hit that region in decades. The vast remains of Typhoon Merbok battered coastal towns as it rumbled northward, and by Sunday morning it had largely moved north of the Bering Strait. Recapping our top story, British officials said late Sunday the line for the people to view Queen Elizabeth lying in state had reached final capacity, and more foreign dignitaries are arriving in London